This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Be talking with Anne-Marie Lucas, our animal advocate, in just a moment. But first, kudos to Russell Wilson. The Seattle Seahawks quarterback upgraded a soldier to first class on a flight to Seattle. The 19-year-old soldier was flying back to base from his home in L.A. He said he was running late, and when he got to the gate, Wilson was waiting for him. He said the Super Bowl-winning QB sat him down in first class and chatted with him throughout the entire flight. Dressed to impress? Yes, wearing a suit makes people think differently. A new study looks specifically at how formal attire changes people's thought processes. According to the lead researcher, putting on formal clothes makes us feel powerful, and that changes the basic way we see the world. He and his co-authors found that wearing clothing that's more formal than usual makes people think more broadly and holistically rather than narrowly and about fine-grained details. In psychological parlance, wearing a suit encourages people to use abstract processing more readily than concrete processing. Another similar study showed that when subjects wore a white coat that they believed belonged to a doctor, they became more attentive, an effect that didn't hold when they believed the garment was a painter's. A regular contributor here is our animal advocate, Anne-Marie Lucas, formerly of Animal Precinct on Animal Planet. Anne-Marie, good to see you again.
Hi, Mike. It's great to be here again.
Well, this week we want to talk about something that has been rampant across the country, and that is wildlife moving in on homes and neighborhoods and really making people very nervous, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, wildlife and humans have coexisted for, you know, thousands of years. We shouldn't be surprised when wildlife actually comes into our neighborhoods or we encounter wildlife. You know, wildlife attacks on humans are very rare, but when they do happen, they can be serious. And because of social media and we have access to TV 24/7 and internet 24/7 and everybody has a video camera and a camera, we're seeing a lot more on film and we're seeing a lot more quickly getting to the public. So people are nervous. I just want to say everybody should just really calm down regarding that. Wildlife and humans are here to stay. We're both here to stay. We both matter. All of our lives matter. We need to learn to get along and to make sure that we're doing everything we can to protect human life and animal life so that no one gets killed unnecessarily.
One of the things that people have been noticing a lot are coyote walking into their neighborhood and, I guess, looking for food, right?
Absolutely. You know, the winter was rough for everyone across the country. We all had our issues. We had tons of snow and freezing weather. Animals this winter especially had a terrible time trying to find food and stay healthy. So when you have animals coming into spring, they're very hungry. They're looking for easy food sometimes. It's easier than going out and killing their own food if they're in an area where people are leaving their garbage out, where people have small dogs or cats in their yard. You know, and no matter how many times I try and tell people, please do not let your cats out. If you live in a wooded area or a mountainous area, I had a neighbor who moved in many years ago, and they brought four cats with them who were indoor-outdoor cats. Within a month, all of the cats were gone. One got hit by a car. One, we believe, obviously was taken by coyotes because that's something that happens all the time. Coyotes are here. They live, I hear them every night in my backyard, yipping and howling. And I just know that when I take my dogs out, I need to put the floodlight on. I need to make some noise, and I need to take my territory and let them know that this is our territory and they're not welcome here when my dogs are in the yard.
So now they pick up on all of that and they don't come into an area that's well lit and where there's noise?
Well, they will. And there's, you know, a lot of debate going on right now. Why are all these coyotes coming into New York City? Are they unhealthy? Are they hungry? Are they juveniles that are just misbehaving because their parents were killed? Which, you know, has happened. If DEC, Department of Environmental Conservation, issues a license at the wrong time of year when these young juvenile coyotes are being taught by their parents and their parents are killed by hunters or for whatever reason, you have young juveniles now who don't know how to be coyotes and they misbehave, just like teens who are wayward and don't get parental guidance misbehave. They need to be taught to be coyotes and to be fearful of people. And trust me, most coyotes are fearful. So whether they're unhealthy, whether they're misplaced somehow, we're not sure what's going on there. But I will say, they do know that humans, for the most part, are not people that they want to be around. Coyotes and wildlife really don't want to interact with humans unless they have a food source. You know, for wild animals, it's really about a food source. It's about establishing and protecting their own territory, and it's about raising their young. And coyotes are dogs, basically. They live in packs. They can live solitarily for a while. They can go from one lifestyle to another. But, you know, they mate for life. They male and female coyotes both have a hand in raising their young. So if something goes wrong there, you have coyotes who just are out of control, per se, trying to figure out where they fit in. And with all of the rebuilding and, you know, their environment being encroached upon, trees and woods being cut down, where are these animals supposed to go? Like the bears in New Jersey, where are they supposed to go? My niece and my nephew bought a house in New Jersey, and we warned them. We said, you know, if you're going to buy in a wooded area in New Jersey, beware, because bears are everywhere in New Jersey. They were like, yeah. And sure enough, they won't go out of their house now because there are bears everywhere. They literally live right across from a very wooded area. And they're also afraid of wild turkeys who seem to be attacking cars in New Jersey. So I don't know what's going on there, but they were warned, this is what happens when you move into an area like this. The animals are there, so you've got to figure out how to deal with it.
So what do you do if you encounter a pack of coyotes or a group of bears in your backyard?
Yeah, hopefully that never happens. I think you really need to be aware. We always have a well-lit backyard, and most of our neighbors are great about that, too. We have floodlights in the back, and we make sure that there are no big bushes in our backyard where animals can hide under or den. We check the fences very closely to make sure that they're not crawling under the fences. So you really have to be aware of your surroundings. If you don't have a fence, you really need to make some noise. And if you see a wild animal in your yard, you can have a whistle, you can scream, you can yell to get them away. The best part is to not encounter them, is to not approach them, obviously, because you don't know. You don't know how they're going to react. For the most part, they don't want to see you either. But if you have garbage in your backyard and it's there for them to eat, you know, they're going to go after it. It's an easy food source for them. So I think being aware of your surroundings and being aware that animals do exist out there. And again, most people don't see coyotes. They don't see bears, except if you're in New Jersey. And they're not going to encounter them where they're going to be hurt. Those occurrences are very rare.
You're really concerned about the pets, though. If they're just let out willy-nilly, they may just get scoffed up and you never see them again.
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen those YouTube videos of a coyote coming in so quickly and grabbing a small dog and just taking off. Like, it happens before you would even realize it sometimes. They're so quick because they are master hunters. This is what they do. They hunt to live. So if they have an easy picking, your little dog is in your yard and you're not paying attention, you've got a problem if you live in an area where coyotes are known to be. So you really need to protect your pets, and you really need to watch them. My thing is, please, if you can, have a fenced-in area for your animals. Don't let them just wander around a backyard without any protection. It's really your responsibility to protect your pets. And if you have cats, my gosh, only let them out when you're maybe during the day when you're with them and they come in at night. Coyote attacks are obviously going to happen, if they're going to happen, more so at night. It might happen during the day, but that's rare. So you really need to protect your pets. You know, me, I'm you know, the protection girl. I want to make sure that everybody is aware that you are responsible for your pets. And if wildlife comes into your neighborhood, into your yard, you need to protect those pets.
All right. And that is your pet tip, right? Some ideas about keeping the pets and kids safe?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, don't leave your garbage out. That's easy pickings for any wild animal, whether it's a raccoon, you know, whether it's a fox, whether it's a coyote or a bear. Make sure you put your garbage out that morning if you can. I know a lot of us put our garbage out the night before. That can be trouble. You know, if it's in your yard or close to your house, that could put it out in the early morning if you can, or right before you go to work, or make sure that it's covered and the lid is on top. Use a bungee cord to go across the top to keep it closed so they can't have access to it. A lot of people use wooden structures and put their garbage inside. That's always a good idea. And don't feed your dogs outside or your cats outside. that's easy pickings as well for a coyote or a fox to come and nibble on whatever you're feeding the wildlife. Make sure it's in a secure area. And if you feed wild birds, make sure that you're putting the feeders up high enough where coyotes and fox and all of these bears, they can't reach it, because that's also easy for them to get to. They're looking, you know, if they can get an easy meal, they certainly will. They're opportunists in a lot of ways. So make sure that you're protecting your family. Make sure you are, if you want to feed wildlife, that's fine, but make sure you're doing it in a safe manner. And also, you know, if you're walking at night, carry a flashlight, carry a walking stick, carry a whistle, yell. If you encounter a coyote, yell, get big, don't run. You know, coyotes are dogs, in essence, so they're going to be afraid if you scream and yell and get bigger than them. You can't run because they'll chase you. That's what dogs do. They chase their prey. So you need to be smarter than them and really know what the behavior is of a wild animal in order to protect yourself and your family.
Anne-Marie, always helpful advice. We'll talk next week.
Yay. Thanks, Mike.
And with Anne-Marie Lucas, our animal advocate, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.